You can make grilled cheese in a waffle iron. Just let that soak in. I know your mind is blown right now.
Christ United Quarantine Podcast, the show where we get advice, guidance, and inspiration to help us make it through this, just one day at a time. I'm your host, Ashley Danner, digital content manager here at the church, and a lifelong student who's just really wishing that she could give her mom a hug. But for today's conversation, since Mother's Day is coming up this week, we thought we'd do a special women's party panel edition. So today I get to sit down digitally with Meredith McBride, Paige Christian, and Lisa Riazzi, all awesome ladies, leaders at our church, and moms. Today we're going to chat about what quarantine's been like for them. And with Mother's Day coming up, acknowledging how it's going to be different, but maybe a little special. We hope that this discussion will give us all some inspiration and encouragement to take into our week. Ladies, welcome. I'm so glad to have you here with me today.
Hi.
Hey.
So I ask all of my guests the very same question. We'll take this in turns so that everybody can get to know you a little bit. Let's see. Meredith, you go first. Tell us something interesting or odd or new that you've picked up during quarantine, and tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Well, I'll start with a little bit about what I do. I'm the children's director at the church, so I work with all the kids from birth through fifth grade. It's awesome. And I have three kids of my own. Eva is 9 and a half, and I have to add the half in there. Violet just turned 7, and Rory is 3, and he's a boy. I get people that ask me if he's a boy or a girl because of Gilmore Girls.
Of course.
Yes, he's a boy. But throughout quarantine, I don't know, I would really love to say that I've picked up something awesome and unique and, you know, like I started crocheting, but honestly, I haven't done anything cool. I've been just trying to make it by with two kids needing, you know, supervision and school help and work needing to be done and a toddler needing to be potty trained. But I will say I have been reading a lot. And I love reading. I was an English major in college. It's my passion, but since having kids, it's been harder to, you know, find time to curl up with my favorite book. But I've gone through like 9 books since quarantine started, which has been great.
Wow. That's incredible. I wish that I could do that without falling asleep.
Well, that's why it's taken me so long, because the only time I can read is at night, and then I fall asleep after like 2 pages. So now I can read in the morning before school starts with my coffee, and it's great.
Oh, that's awesome. Paige, how about you?
So I am the assistant director of care ministries at the church, and that requires me to do all things related to funerals, memorial services, hospitalization visits, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I have 3 kids as well. Mine are a little bit older than Meredith's. I have Jordan, who's 24, who just got married and moved to Boston. And then I have Drew, who is 20. I've got to think about these things. Mm-hmm. He is a sophomore at A&M. And then I have a daughter, Abby, who is a senior at Plano Senior. And she will graduate in May. Well, they've moved it now to August because
right.
of the And she will go to A&M in the fall. And one of the things that I have unfortunately picked up more of during the quarantine is food. Definitely done more of that, more eating. But one weird thing that I have also picked up is I'm not a huge crafter, but I do like to quilt. And so mm-hmm. I have changed my dining room into my craft room. My family's probably not overly excited about it, but it is my space, and I am doing a little bit of everything on that table.
That's awesome. I love that. I wish that I had everything at my fingertips in order to start something, a cool sewing project. There's lots of things that I'd love to be sewing right now, but that is just not what my tiny apartment allows this time. I've bought all kinds of other fun things like candles, but no sewing just yet.
Why is it not surprising that you've bought candles?
I love candles. I do think that my listeners know this about me.
Yes.
At this point. Lisa, how about you?
Well, yeah, I work at the church. Meredith is the boss of me. And so we do all the fun stuff here, and we work with all the fun cats and kittens.
And yeah.
I say that because I'm a lot like Meredith, except that I don't like to read. I like to Netflix. And so I finished Netflix, and I'm trying to finish Hulu right now. It's been really fun, and I'm learning all kinds of things I probably shouldn't know. I have two kids. My daughter Mia's 10 and Mason is 13. And so I have an elementary and a middle schooler. And I was just thinking how cool it is for us all to be here, from toddlers to grown kids. Like, we all just have such a vast, array of ages of children. And so it's just kind of a cool thing for us to get together. One thing I've been doing that I'm proud and not proud of is when I'm bored, I go to Lowe's and I buy plants. Yes. And I have these visions of where they're going to go and how beautiful they'll be. And then I set them in their containers where I want them to go until they die. And I throw them away and get new ones. And so I've been doing this for weeks now. And I actually did it this morning again. I spent $70 on plants and they're sitting in my front yard. So unless we get a cool streak of weather, they're going to die too. And I'll just go back next week.
Oh my gosh. I want to help you. I want to help you so badly. Candles and plants.
So is they're open for like plant, the nursery part is open is what I'm getting at?
The whole thing.
Okay, so I've been sitting on a beautiful tiered garden that my husband made me. And I'm like, oh, I've got to wait until quarantine's over to fill it with beautiful flowers. And this whole time I could have been doing it.
You do have to wait in line, Meredith.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. I'm not going to do that. Never mind. I don't want to garden that badly.
Yes. So besides first world gardening problems, so how have you been handling quarantine? Like, in a general sense, what would you say has been the best thing and the worst thing? Any other issues to share, or maybe even a life hack or two?
So I will say that when quarantine first started, I was like super excited, not excited necessarily that, you know, of course, okay, that was the wrong word. I was not excited that there was an illness going around, but I was kind of like, oh my gosh, this will be my time to spend time with my family and all the things that I don't get to do when we work all the time. And,
exactly.
And I don't know. I feel like every time I have a good week or even just like a good weekend, I feel like there's 5 days afterward or a full week afterward that it's just awful. And it's just, that is patience. I have no patience right now. Am I the only one? Mm-mm. That was a reassuring silence. I just got there.
No, I mean, I've lost patience. I have no one to feed and no one to take care of except for my plants and my cat. But my patience is wearing thin. I become more and more frustrated with smaller and smaller issues. And I feel like I can pick it up between my friendships too. Like, I think people are getting, their fuses are getting short. People are becoming more frustrated with smaller things.
Yeah. I don't have any fun life hacks. Paige, you seem like a life hack person though.
I don't know about that. I think the one thing that I am treasuring during this time is having two of my three kids home and being able to eat dinner as a family every night. Because when they get older, well, when they're younger too, I guess it doesn't really matter, but you just get so busy and there's so many things going on. And this has really allowed us the time to not have anything else on our calendar. And so we've just enjoyed time together. It's been great. The thing that I miss the most is sitting down and having coffee face to face with people, with friends. And that's been really hard.
Yeah.
Something that I never thought, I think like 20-year-old Meredith would never have imagined she'd be saying. I'm fortunate enough that my parents live really close by. They're about 10 minutes away. And I told my husband this morning, I miss being able to see my parents. I miss going over to my parents' house, and I'm sure that everyone has a similar, well, maybe once your parents reach a certain age, you don't have this experience, but going home, we kind of slip back into our, you know, I'm the kid again type of role. So I love going to my parents' house because I can sit on the couch and my mom will say, well, honey, do you want something to eat? Let me make you something. I miss that. And I miss being able to bring the kids over and my mom will say, oh, let's do this. And I'm like, yes, I can take a break. You know, but it's just, it's weird. I never thought that I would actually, of course, I think I would miss my parents, but I never thought I'd, you know, be this much missing them after only like 6 weeks or so.
I know. It was really totally coincidental that this happened, but my husband and I, Blake, went on a trip to Japan earlier this year. And because of that, we kind of didn't take a whole lot of time off to go see my parents because they live out of town in New Braunfels. And it's going to be, I mean, at least, you know, because who knows when things will clear up. It's going to be 6 months since we've seen them, which is just incredible.
That's great.
It's weird to think about, and it's weird that it's happening. And, you know, they just wish that we could be there with them. And I mean, it's hard. I really sympathize with you, empathize with you, Paige, with your kiddo being far, because that's how I feel right now, for sure.
Yeah, that's probably one of the first things I'll do is as soon as I can, I'll book a flight to Boston.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Lisa?
You know what? I was thinking about this earlier. For me, the hardest thing has really been being a single mom and really thinking through, like, what if, you know, because both of my kids have asthma.
Right.
What if it comes into our house? What does that look like? What if something happened to me? You know, I am suddenly going to this kind of dark place where I'm like, we never literally never had a conversation about what happens to our kids if something happened to us. And now I'm like, oh man, now I have to have that conversation with an ex-husband instead of like the person in my house, you know?
Right.
So it really had me kind of thinking, how much do I show them, when I'm scared or stressed out? Because I don't want them to think I'm like a robot and I don't want them to think I just always joke this stuff away. But also I want them to think that I'm like Superwoman, you know? So it's like, I've been kind of struggling with how much to show them, you know. I kind of retreat to my room and turn the TV on when I start to feel a little nervous about this stuff. So that's kind of been the hardest part for me, is just how much are they allowed to see of me being an actual human, you know? It's been hard, but really the best part, has been not having after school activities, because nothing's worse than driving all the people to all the places after a day of work. And, you know, we're just eating fast food every day. And then we get home and I can't stand anyone's face. And I'm like, go to your room. Really, at some point, I just am like, this is kind of nice that during the day we're getting breaks from each other because they're a little bit older. And then at night, it's like, okay, at 7 o'clock, we all retreat back to the living room. And that's like our time. You know, we've never done that before unless it was a weekend. Mm-hmm. Like during a weekday, we would have never done that, like regularly, like more than one day in a row, right? So it's been kind of nice having our chill time at night. Now we have shows we watch together and we're trying to get through Netflix together as a family. So that's the best part, is like no after school activities.
No, amen to that. Yeah. My 9-year-old had been begging to do softball in the spring, and I kind of put it off in the fall by saying, well, you've got these other commitments. Let's see what things are like in the spring. The whole time dreading it, because she did softball last year and it was 3 days a week of practices and then Saturday games and on top of the other two kids' activities. And then when this started, I was like, oh no, we can't do softball this spring. And I'm inwardly like partying. I'm so excited. So yeah, I feel you.
You know, that's something that Kristen said when I had her on the cast earlier last week, is she was like realizing how busy she was. Like she knew she was busy, but she said that she didn't know how like fully booked they were. And she thinks that she thinks she's not going to go back, like, and not do anything, but she's like, we're just not going to do the fully booked lifestyle again. Do y'all feel similarly?
Yeah, but I'm also kind of the mean mom in that it's like, I'm envious of the moms that I see that have their kids in like three different things. Cause I sit there and I'm like, how on earth do you juggle that? I'm the mom that's like, you get to choose one thing and that's it. You do one thing a semester. But even then, when you've got three kids doing one thing, that's a lot. So I am for sure not going to ever, I can't even say go back to, because I've not been that person, but I don't, I don't want to return to the practice 3 or 4 nights a week and the games every weekend. And I don't know.
You know, that was so challenging for us as our kids were getting older. And then when they got to high school, it was less frequent. And now that we have one in high school, it's pretty much nothing. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on, but what I miss is just the school activities. I mean, you know, they may do prom, we don't know, but she's not having her last semester of class. She may not get to walk the stage. She, you know, so a lot of those things that I think we take for granted, now we realize, wow, this is her last of many things that she's not going to get to do. And so that's something that we're struggling with. Even though I'm truly enjoying not being as busy, I'm just grieving for her because I know she's missing some of those things.
I don't know. That's crazy to even think about because, I mean, I have gotten to reconnect with some friends through all of this quarantine stuff. And one of my best friends from high school, who I just haven't gotten to talk to, we were laughing and feeling so sad, kind of because the kiddos who are seniors in high school have done such an awesome job of kind of including each other and making each other feel seen, like through this, not getting to do prom and not getting to do graduation. There have been some fun TikToks of like girls putting on their prom dresses and getting all dressed up, you know, so that they get to wear them. And we were like, man, how did we not know that was special? Cause I mean, there was a year where Tori and I skipped prom. You know, like we were like, this is, you know, we're too cool and too emo for this. We're not going to do it. And then Tori skipped graduation. So it's one of those things where it's like, man, we just really didn't know because we thought it was always going to happen and that it was just one more thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. On a bright note of that, I mean, I have been so amazed at the creativity that really all ages have come up with during this time because my daughter actually started painting her room really in November, but it's become more meaningful now. And when I say painting her room, not just a different color, she's actually putting graffiti on the walls as she thinks of what to do. And so it's pretty amazing just to see what they come up with. I went up there one night and before the quarantine, she and her friends were painting and I guess they would draw a word out of a hat or something, and whatever word they had to figure out how to draw it. So they're just coming up with all kinds of creative ways, not only within themselves and with each other at a distance, but also just the ways that the schools are coming up with how to celebrate the seniors and different things that I think are honorable to some of those last that they might not get to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else has been hard, or, you know, some of you have shared things that you're worried about. Are there any common threads of worries or problems or joys that you're hearing as you talk to your other, parents or people who are caregiving for other people?
Well, I think there's a common, theme of a patience issue. And, you know, it's like we're being asked to do is stay home. It's a really simple task, right? Compared to what generations before us have been asked to do for their country, right? So, you know, our job is to stay home and Netflix or read if you're an overachiever. So, you know, like it's not that complicated, but then you're being put in these situations where you're out of your routine. And you're not used to being around your kids that much. I remember going back to work when my son was 18 months old because I didn't really love being around him during the day. Mm-hmm. And his pediatrician was like, you need to get out of the house. And so I got a job a week later. And every day when I would go pick him up from daycare, it was like I was falling in love all over again. Where before that, every time he would wake up from a nap and I'd try to get in the shower, go to the bathroom, right? It's like he's banging on the door. He's crying. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not cut out for this. So I think people are going through this transition of suddenly being around their kids so much when this would be the time, like if you're a stay-at-home mom or you work part-time and you're used to having the house quiet, this would be the time where you're using that quiet for the best because, you know, summer's coming.
Right.
And that's been stripped, right? So no, summer's here, baby. You're all in. You're having a 4-month summer. So I think it's just, you know, people had prepared for one thing and they're trying to learn another. And it's like really sad, you know, I still get all of the CASA emails and they're getting a lot of new cases, like record number of cases each week and month for child abuse. And that's hard. It's really hard to swallow, you know? And it's like, I just wish people knew, like when you're in a pinch, go to your room and shut the door and lock it. Your kids aren't going to do anything so awful. Your house will still be there. You know, like if you need a minute, go take a minute, man, like kick your legs up and chill, you know?
Absolutely.
I won't lie, I've done that. I've gone and closed the door and locked it, and the kids were banging on the door, and I went into my closet and closed the door, so I had double layer. I was like, I can't. I just can't right now. Please go away.
Once they could all read, I put a sign on the door that I was in timeout. So I would just go to my own calm down corner and deal. It was fine.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, like, so my husband and I, we both work, and I will say on the weekends, so normally before quarantine, he handled pretty much everything first thing in the morning. You know, he'd make sure the kids were up and he'd make their lunches. And then it was kind of an unspoken thing that I handled everything when the kids got home. I made sure they were doing their homework and, you know, gave them their snack and whatnot. And it's been kind of funny because we've flip-flopped a little bit, like now, because his work is much, I'm fortunate in that I can kind of work whenever I need to during the day, but his is very much a structured, he works in corporate finance, so you know, it's, they still have normal hours, he's still on conference calls with New York and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, we flip-flopped, and now when he's done with work and he comes out of the bedroom and he doesn't have his headset on, I'm like, tag, you're it. And I go in the bedroom and I close the door. I'm like, I'm off duty now. Mom's off duty. Dad's taking over.
So as Mother's Day is just around the corner, I would love to ask each of you, for all of the people who love you out there listening, and those who are also trying to figure out how to honor moms and other women in their lives who have cared for them during this specific time, what sort of stuff do you want right now? Because I know it's probably not just a diamond necklace, right? There's probably some specific stuff that would really make your day right now.
I kind of feel like Lisa would really like a diamond necklace still, though.
That is actually what I wrote down: flowers, jewelry, and a massage gift card. So I know that someday I can get a massage. It can't have an expiration date, though, because if this lasts the next 20 years, that massage gift card better work. That's all I know. I really did write down jewelry. That's jewelry is what I want.
I think because my kids aren't here, I just would love to have them all under the same roof so that we could just spend time together, either at home, or I will fly to the ends of the moon, if that's even a saying. So it's different. I think it's just different because they're older, and I would love to have all the little noises and laughs and busyness running around like in the olden days. But I get it. I totally get it on the flip side, because if they were, then I would be needing a massage, Lisa.
I love that. It makes me happy, or it makes me sad to feel like I'm sitting here going, oh my God, I just want someone to take my kids away. And then to hear you say that, but it also makes me happy because it kind of reaffirms what I know deep down, but it's hard to feel right now. And that's that, you know, I'm going to miss it. I am going to miss it one day. And there will be a day that all I want is my kids back around and my kids home. And not to say that I don't want my kids around right now. Of course I do. But I would say if my husband were to be like, hey, I'll give you anything you want, what do you want? It would be like, take the kids somewhere. Cause obviously I can't go to a hotel right now, I don't think, but if I could, that would be my want. But just take the kids somewhere for the afternoon, go take them to, like, you know, a park or something for several hours, give me my favorite bottle of wine and just let me watch whatever I want to watch on TV, on the big TV, not on my bedroom TV, tiny. I want the big TV with the surround sound, and I want no one making snarky comments about what I choose to watch. Yes, I am going to watch Pride and Prejudice for the fourth time. Get over it.
Yes.
And I am going to drink this rosé that you think is nasty. Get over it. And there aren't going to be any kids asking me for anything. That's what I want.
So when all this is said and done, y'all can just send your kids to my house so I can get my kid fix. Y'all can get your adulting fix.
Be careful what you look for.
So this is the time when I usually like to take a quick break and share a fun fact with our audience. But since we have our resident Friday fun fact host herself with us, Meredith, and if y'all aren't on the children's Facebook group for Christ United, you need to join it because they've got some fun content going on right now. And Fridays are Fun Fact Fridays. So Meredith, do you have any lady or mother themed facts that you could share with us to put you on the spot?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ashley, because I have a couple. So I'm a nerd and I like to take, like, I don't know, trivia shows, anything like that. If I can add it to my, you know, trove of useless information, I will. So one of the ones that I read that I really, really liked, and mainly because I just watched Won't You Be My Neighbor, is that, did you know that every sweater that Mr. Rogers wore on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was hand knit by his mom?
What?
Aww. I know. Isn't that so sweet? I really liked that. Okay, so that one's really sweet. This one's not so sweet, but I kind of, I don't know, I read it and I was like, holy cow, you go. So octopus mothers will eat their own arms to survive so they can protect their eggs. They won't leave the nest for anything. They'll eat themselves before they leave their nest. It's kind of disturbing, but also a little bit cool, right?
That's
rad. That's so metal.
So metal. I'm not going to eat my own arms. Sorry, guys. I love you, but I'm not an octopus. I'm just a person, all right?
I'm not an octopus. I'm just a person.
Do their arms grow back?
They do, yes.
Okay. Well, then you might rethink.
Well, that's true. That is true. I think they're like starfish. They'll just kind of like regrow. Okay, I'm totally making that up. They might not regrow, but it sounds better to say they do. No,
they've lost their arms forever.
I think they do. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, I'm sure plenty of people have lost lots of things in order to protect kiddos, right?
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
Like their privacy. So as we look forward to a time after now, on to summer, what are you guys planning to do? I mean, as far as like Lisa was saying, like, it's a big summer up ahead. Schoolwork's about to be over. Routines are going to change. I mean, maybe, unless you just pretend it's school all the way through the summer. But any big plans or any ideas of how you're going to handle a socially distanced summer? Because things are going to start to open up. But, I mean, for a while at least, we're still going to, this is going to be new normal.
I actually was thinking about, I've been looking at, like, cabins, you know, for rent. And I thought, how cool would it be, because we would never be able to do this otherwise, to be able to take like a weekday where it's a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. And like once every couple of weeks, like every other Tuesday and Wednesday, go to the same cabin on some pond or lake or creek or whatever that we do all summer long. And it's like our one thing we just do every single other Tuesday and Wednesday or something. So I don't know. I want something to look forward to like that, where we're being able to get out of the house. And we can still take the dogs and it's not so far away. I want to have something to look forward to other than, you know, TV and bike rides. At some point it's going to get too hot and my kids actually won't go outside because they may melt and die, according to them. So
that's an awesome idea. I love that idea.
Yeah. That's what I'm cooking up.
That's awesome. Who else?
We're already busy decorating the upcoming dorm room, which is a completely different experience than it was with boys. So that will be interesting, but it will be fun. We're picking colors and figuring out what that looks like at college. And we did get news today that Texas A&M will resume in the fall.
Okay.
And so we're excited about that.
What dorm is she going to be in?
She's going to be at Hullabaloo.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's really nice.
Ooh, fancy.
Old school's the best.
Hey, look, Meredith, some people like air conditioning.
Touché.
I'm just saying, when I showed up at Tech, they still had people living in a dorm that wasn't air conditioned. It was in the process of being closed down, but it still remained without air conditioning.
My oldest son, Jordan, his dorm, he was in Wells, Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so humid in there that his sheets were just dripping wet. Like everything in the room was disgusting wet. And he was sick all semester, not majorly, but just enough. Mm-hmm. And we went to move him out. And I thought, I cannot imagine that you have lived in this for a semester. I had no idea that it was this bad.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. He had a stick of like a pack of gum sitting on his dresser. And I picked it up and it literally just melted in my arms, in my hands.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful. So we are very grateful for Hullabaloo. My group was at Hullabaloo and Abby will be at Hullabaloo. So.
Isn't it nice. Funny what you live through as a college student that you don't realize is just completely unreasonable?
It does create character.
Yeah, it builds character. Meredith, what are you going to do this summer?
You know, well, it's interesting because this summer, my girls, my older two, they will be with their dad in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I will admit, every summer that they have done that has been horrible torture for me. They've had a blast. They love it. But it's been awful for me because I miss them so much. And I cry like once a week. And I'm a terrible mom for saying this, but I'm kind of excited. I won't lie. I'm kind of excited. I'm like, oh, this will be really nice. We get a little bit of a break. And I know that will only last probably 2 weeks. And then I'll be like, oh, please come home. I miss you. But I don't know. I'm a little bit looking forward to summer. We go every year to the beach. We go down to Galveston with my in-laws. And it's like we've done it every year for 6 years now. This will be the seventh. And we're just really hoping we can do that because that's the one thing every year that my kids look forward to. And they've asked me, I mean, weekly since this started, are we still going to get to go to Galveston? I'm like, oh, God, please, yes, please. But I think for us, because obviously Rory, he's three, he doesn't really care. He's loving this because we're both home all the time, or we're all home. So I think the big thing for me will be I'm going to want to take the time to just focus on me and my husband, because this has just been rough in general. You know, he's working, I'm working, we put the kids to bed, and then it's eight, before we know it, it's 8:30 or 9, and we're like, ugh, I'm tired, I'm just going to bed. So, you know, we haven't had date nights, we haven't really been able to do fun stuff like that, and our anniversary fell in the middle of this, and, you know, couldn't go anywhere. So I'm really going to want to take the time to find fun, unique things that we can do, just the two of us, to try and take advantage of whatever the situation is going to be this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that, you know, I'm hoping that things clear up and that we figure out some ways to have fun and do fun things. I mean, just like you, Meredith, my family always does either a lake reunion or a beach reunion every summer for Father's Day weekend. And it was so crazy at the beginning of this because we were right in the middle of trying to plan where we were going to rent and what we were going to do. And then it just stopped. And so we'll have to see what that all looks like. But yeah, I'm hoping that, like you, Lisa, some like rental options are still available and different things where you can just change the scenery and make something special out of it, you know, whatever that looks like.
It seems like the more simple things in life will be treasured this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not the big grandiose plans that you may have had, but even the small things will mean so much more, which is what I've loved about this, is just having the time to slow down enough to say what really matters. And let's do that.
Yeah.
I love that. I have felt that so much too, that I feel like through all of this like stress, and even though it feels like we have all the more time in the world, I feel like it's really highlighted what matters, what you want to keep, and what you want to leave behind.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about what the, you know, what the highlights have been of this. And it's funny because, you know, with all the stress and everything, and I just said at the beginning, I have no patience in this, but what we all, I mean, we talked about it at the dinner table, and what we all kind of agreed on was we've picked up TV shows to watch as a family, you know, the whole family, we've watched start to finish like 3 TV shows now, that now we have all these inside jokes that, you know, we didn't have before. And we've done puzzles together as a family, and suddenly we're starting to have, well, I just said inside jokes, but we're starting to have these inside jokes and, you know, shared experiences that before this we didn't really have. We had, you go to school, after school you go to practice, after practice you come home and eat, or sometimes eat in the car, and then you go to bed, and then on Saturday everyone's tired and they don't do anything.
Perspective has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So as we begin to wrap up here, I'm interested to know, what are some things that you really wish other women knew, or other moms knew, or any encouraging tips or stories to share, or anything that you want to leave ladies with this week specifically?
Okay, I've got a couple. These are really important. The first one is, if you buy plants, you have to plant them or they die. The second one is, you can make grilled cheese in a waffle iron. Just let that soak in. I know your mind is blown right now. It's a thing. It's like our favorite thing to do now. And it's almost like, you know, those little pans where they're designed for brownies and they've got all the slats in them so that each piece is a corner piece?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but for grilled cheese. And I'm sorry, I just knocked your socks off and you're going to gain 15 pounds because of this. Grilled cheese and the waffle iron, kids. And the kids love it. And it's so easy. You know, you got to get a waffle iron first, but bam. Blew your mind.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever put a cinnamon roll in there?
Everybody keeps saying that. I don't like sweet stuff.
Okay.
Okay, well. See, now you're speaking my language, Paige. I'm all about that. I'll make a grilled cheese the old-fashioned way, but waffle cinnamon rolls? Yes, please.
What else?
I think mine would be okay with this time, and don't worry if you do it right or wrong. I mean, I think there's really no right or wrong for us at this point. We're all in different ages and stages and situations and circumstances, and we're all doing the best that we can. And I think everybody should just get a big Mother's Day pat on the back for that. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to say, my mom has since passed away. 10 years ago, she passed away. And I have just been so fortunate to have other women in my life that have just taken me under their wing and nurtured me and given me guidance and wisdom in raising my kids. And I would say also my village at church is amazing. It takes a village to raise these little people. So I just say hats off to my village and to the others in my life that have meant so much.
Yeah, I think that Mother's Day, I get why it's called Mother's Day, but I think at times it's kind of a misnomer because there are so many people that have influence in your life as a mother, and especially if you have a tumultuous relationship with your mother. I think that we so often neglect to, you know, look out and support and identify the importance of the other women in our lives and our children's lives who really, really affect them and really impact them and empower them.
And you, Meredith.
And me? What about me?
Making a difference in your life as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, for sure. I've noticed my kids, I mean, more than they miss their friends, they miss their grandmothers.
Yeah.
Like, my girls have asked to FaceTime their grandmas so many times. And I mean, I love it because of course I love my mom and I love my mother-in-law, but I was a little bit surprised by that. I thought for sure they would want to FaceTime their friends and they'd want to do, you know, social distance playtime across the street and stuff. And they've not asked once for that. It's been, can we go to Nana's house and just sit in her yard while she's at the door and talk to her? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's so cute.
That's so sweet. I mean, yeah, I would like to add to that too. I mean, you know, everybody brings up a good point, and I did not have like a traditional childhood by any means. It did not look like the TV families that I thought we were supposed to look like. And I was so fortunate to have all these other women step in and show me, like, this is what it means to be a mom, and this is what you should do instead of what you see every day. And like, it's just, I'm so lucky to have aunts and a stepmom and grandma, you know, grandmothers, to be there. You know, it's such an honor. And I just, it's like, if you can be that for someone else, if someone's done that for you, the biggest honor you can give that person that did that for you is to do it for someone else. It's all they would ever want, you know, is for you to scoop somebody else up and show them the right way. So I don't know. I'm always looking for my next project. So, but,
yeah, I empathize with that so much. It makes me think about wanting to send a few more notes, you know, this week. Mm-hmm. And I hope that everybody out there will too. I mean, I think that that is exactly who we try to be as a church community too.
Mm-hmm.
To everyone, and to love on and make sure that everybody's got somebody who's going to show up.
I would just say too, that I think that if you have someone like that in your life, or if you see someone like that in your children's life, say something to them, because you don't know, like Lisa said, you don't know how often those people are doing it, and they don't even know if they're impacting or affecting or helping or anything. It just is so meaningful. I mean, I think that as moms, we know for good or for ill, we are going to affect our children's lives. And I think even grandparents know that to a certain extent, but a lot of times, you know, your aunts or your friends or, you know, your church family, they don't understand just how much they're affecting your child or your life. We don't have a holiday for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that we take a moment to say something to those people, find the time to write them a note, or, you know, shoot them an email or a text message and just say, you know, you're a blessing in my life and my children's life, and thank you.
Yeah, that's rad.
Well, ladies, I really miss seeing new faces at work.
Tell me about it.
And, you know, the random Zoom meeting really makes a difference. But I'll be excited to get to see you again. It's at some sort of distance. And I'm so thankful that y'all are here with me today.
Ashley, thank you. I so appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking us to be here.
Yeah, it's been great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Next time in person.
Absolutely. Next time we'll all be sitting around a table and we can make each other giggle and distract each other through this entire conversation. And for those of you out there who are listening, and who might want to ask a follow-up question or connect with one of these awesome ladies about their area at church, or just, you know, connect. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. They're all here and available, and all of their emails are just their names, and it'll be included in the text of wherever this podcast is posted. But you can email Meredith, Paige, and Lisa all at cumc.com.
I want friends.
We need more friends.
We need more friends.
So thank you guys so much again for being here. And I hope that all of you out there remember to just take this one day at a time, lean on God every time you can, and show yourself a little love and grace too. We love you so much. Talk to you soon.